We all here have to admit, and this is a sensitive point, that here in Kenya, it is a crisis. It is a crisis. It's a crisis that is robbing honest people of the opportunities they fought for. Corruption erodes the state from the inside out, sickening the justice system until there's no justice to be found, poisoning the police forces until their presence becomes a source of insecurity rather than a source of security. In the end, if the people cannot trust their government to do the job for which it exists, to protect them and to promote their common welfare, all else is lost. And this is why the struggle against corruption is one of the great struggles of our time. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
That was the trailer to the film Senator Obama Goes to Africa. One of the people responsible for the film, Chicago-based filmmaker Bob Hercules, co-founder of the Media Process Group, whose work has been seen on PBS, the Discovery Channel, the Learning Channel, and the Independent Film Channel, and much, much more. Bob Hercules, how's it going?
Very good. Thanks for having me on the show today, Steve.
You've had a lot of successful films, but this most recent film couldn't have been timed better.
No, I guess not.
You got involved with doing the documentary following Barack Obama on his trip to Africa, and this film is the result of that. Tell me a little bit about how you got into that and some of the beginning parts of that trip.
Well, I've done some work in the past with David Axelrod, who's the chief strategist for the Barack Obama campaign. But before there was a campaign, when Obama was a U.S. senator, David had mentioned to me, I think in the spring of 2006, he said, Obama's going to go to Africa. Wouldn't that make an interesting documentary? You know, and he knew I made documentaries. And David is actually a big documentary fan. And I said, twist my arm. That would be an awesome film, especially the idea that Barack Obama was going to go back to Kenya, go back to the home village where his father grew up, and kind of reconnect with some of the family back in Kenya. I thought that would be the hook to the whole film. I mean, it'd be great to witness this, a man going back to his roots in Kenya. And it also raised a lot of issues about current modern day Africa. So I just thought, what a great idea for a film. So we raised some money. And next thing I know, it was middle of August 2006, and we were on a plane to Africa with Obama, as a matter of fact. So it was, I always tell people, I think it was probably the greatest trip I've ever taken. It was just fascinating. Every day was just filled with, a million things. It was just one of those days or one of those trips that was just amazing.
Now, this is, as we mentioned before, Senator Obama was even involved in the primary season. Obviously, a rising star, a really enigmatic personality, and someone that people have been keeping their eye on since his speech at the Democratic National Convention a few years ago.
That's right.
What was it like meeting him for the first time? Obviously, you guys are all in the Chicago scene, but what's Obama like?
Well, I'd met him prior to that, because I actually worked, I was a volunteer, and I helped him on his U.S. Senate campaign. I made a little, me and some other people made a little 5-minute bio film as a sort of pro bono project for Obama when he was running for the U.S. Senate. So I knew him and he knew me, so it wasn't like it was the first time we met. But being with him in Africa was a whole different thing, because it was beyond belief. I mean, there were thousands and thousands of people that turned out everywhere he showed up, especially in Kenya. And it was overwhelming in a good way. I think even Senator Obama himself, as he says in the film, was shocked at the outpouring of people and just the love and the amazing amount of people that were there at every stop he made. It was amazing to witness that, really.
From a filmmaker's perspective, the subject matter has got to be compelling. Not only is Senator Obama a star of politics in the United States at the time that you filmed it, but for a whole host of other reasons. One, he's an African-American. He has ancestry in Kenya.
Right.
He's going to reconnect with it. It reminded me exactly of the sort of idea when Muhammad Ali went and did the big fight in Africa.
Right. In Kinshasa,
and,
right.
Yeah, and
that's
it
right.
Just, it's the same sort of phenomenon.
Yeah.
What was the reaction like from Africans to see someone like that who's risen to the top of the greatest country on the planet?
Well, what surprised me is in Kenya especially, which was where the biggest amount of people, the most interest in him was because of his Kenyan roots. Kenya is actually a pretty sophisticated country. There's a lot of media there. They knew all about Senator Obama. I mean, they have a lot of newspapers, a lot of TV. They're very savvy, and they knew all about him. So every time he would show up, there'd be thousands of people. But they knew his story. They didn't know just a little bit about him. They knew all about him. Hmm. And so that kind of surprised me how sophisticated they were and just how amazing the crowds were. And one of the things that we show in the film is he and his wife Michelle went to near the village where his father grew up in Kisumu. They took an AIDS test in public, and we filmed that. And that's important because AIDS, of course, is a pandemic in Africa, a huge problem in Kenya. And men particularly don't take the AIDS test. So Obama wanted to do this in public in front of thousands of people and the media to show to people that a man can take this test, a man and a woman together. And I think it's one of my favorite scenes in the film is to show that and the effect it had. Because then the next day we did these man on the street interviews in Nairobi, Kenya, and it was amazing the effect it had on people. I mean, everybody was saying, I'm going to take the test now. You know, all these people that would never have thought about it before. It was amazing. So it had this incredible effect on people.
It's that sort of cultural machismo thing for African men that, you know, they don't want to lower themselves to that. But really, from a medical standpoint, that's the first thing you should do. So lead by example. What an interesting move.
Well, I think it's obviously he knew he was a huge celebrity in Kenya. So why not take the celebrity and use the power of that to try to persuade people to take this test, which is such an important thing to do. I should mention that Barack Obama himself, in a sense, narrates this film. I was able to get him to come into my office about 2 months after the trip and did this pretty in-depth interview with him. So by virtue of this interview, in a sense, he becomes sort of the narrator of the whole film. So you get kind of it's not only are you witnessing these events, but you're also hearing his own perspective 2 months later about looking back on the events and how it affected him and what's going through his mind, etc. So I didn't want to use a real narrator, so to speak. So he basically is the narrator of the film.
Mm. Now, another aspect of this, and I thought this was so neat, in South Africa, your film follows Obama on a trip to Robben Island, the infamous prison where Nelson Mandela was jailed.
That's right. You know, some people don't know this, but Barack Obama's sort of introduction to political activism started with the anti-apartheid movement in the 1980s when he was in college. He got very involved in fighting apartheid and got very politicized and just interested in political action through the anti-apartheid movement. So for him to go to Nelson Mandela's jail cell in Robben Island, which is off the coast of Cape Town, South Africa, to go there and stand there in that jail cell was a profound moment for him, which he talks about. And it's just fascinating for us to have been there to film that and to think about, you know, how this affected him and how the anti-apartheid movement really led to where he is now, I think. Hmm. It's interesting, too. There's a little side note. You're always, as a filmmaker, you're always trying to think of footage. How are you going to visualize all these things? By sheer coincidence, I have some footage that I shot when I was much younger, in like 1980. I was in Berkeley, California. It was my Super 8 movie camera of an anti-apartheid rally. Mm. So I use my own stock footage from 1980 in this little sequence when he's talking about how he was influenced by the anti-apartheid movement. So I just thought that was kind of a hilarious little side note.
What was your impression of how he was soaking everything in while the trip was happening, while it was an ongoing thing, and then being able to collect himself and sort of reflect on it? What was that interview like?
I always tell people it was probably the most focused interview I've ever done because he was only going to give me 45 minutes because he's got a million things going on, and it was very kind of him to even do that. So I knew that I had to be incredibly focused. So we had already completed a very, very super rough cut. So I knew exactly what areas I needed to have him address. So we went through each part of the film and talked about, you know, what did you think when you did the AIDS test? What did you think when you were in Robben Island and Nelson Mandela's jail cell? We went to a Darfur refugee camp in Chad, and he talked a little bit about his activism on behalf of refugees from Darfur. So I just think it was sort of the most focused interview I've ever done, just because it had to be. But it was a great interview. He was very reflective. It was kind of interesting for him, I think, to think back 2 months later, and I think that's actually a great idea, something I might do in future films, is somebody to look back after they've had a little bit of time to soak it in and think about it.
Now, another thing I wanted to ask you about, Bob, is not only are you following Senator Obama and his wife, Michelle, but also some of the interviews that that you've spliced in, as was shown in the trailer, were his sister and other people that surround Barack Obama. So what's that side of Barack Obama like?
Yeah, I mean, there's one of the more interesting, more personal parts of the film. We talked to his half-sister, Alma, who is from the Kenyan side of his family, the daughter of his father and his father's second marriage. Alma is quite honest, like amazingly honest about what happened. His father had a very difficult life. His father was kind of took on the Kenyan government in the 60s. There was, of course, a lot of corruption going on, and his father kind of took a stand and got ostracized by the government and was really, at one point, was unable to work for a while. So it was a difficult road that his father took. So there were problems in the family at that point, and she was quite honest about it. And, of course, there's an interesting parallel then that Barack Obama, now the son of this man, is now speaking at Nairobi University in front of possibly some of the same people, when you think about it, that had ostracized his father so severely. So it's a fascinating moment, and his sister Alma is just so rich with her thoughts about that. We also, as you mentioned, we talked to Michelle Obama, who was on part of the trip. She was in the Kenya part of the trip. She's an incredible interview. She's just amazingly warm and an open person, I thought. We also interviewed Ellis Coase, who is one of the senior correspondents for Newsweek magazine. Mm-hmm. Ellis was on the whole trip. And Ellis provides a little bit of a perspective, kind of going a little bit outside the family. And I wanted to bring him in just because I thought it would have a little greater weight if an outside journalist was talking about these events and his analysis of what this meant. And he's a little bit critical of Obama in terms of, is this whole trip an attempt just to get more attention and prove his foreign policy credentials? And so there's a little bit of a criticism in there as well.
Now, you raised that, but I was going to ask you about it as well, because the first criticism of a rising star in any political field, when you do something like a trip like this, it is for political reasons. And I think you get political points for it, but I don't get the impression that Obama really went to Africa solely for politics.
No, clearly not. I mean, he had planned that trip at least a year before then, because it was a huge trip. He really wanted to go to Africa, not just for his own the family tie, but he considers Africa a vitally important continent for our own national security interests, for energy, for a variety of reasons. So I think it was a diplomatic trip, most of all. And of course, this was prior to his presidential candidacy, but people have speculated was part of it to, burnish his foreign policy credentials. That I can't answer for you, but I think the impression I got was it was really, for the most part, a diplomatic trip. And he was really there to listen to people, to find out what are the problems of Africa, what are the solutions we could offer, how is Africa affecting the United States, how are we affecting Africa, things like that.
Well, the film looks absolutely intriguing. It's called Senator Obama Goes to Africa, created by Chicago-based filmmaker Bob Hercules and his partner Keith Walker on the film team. Bob Hercules, it is a pleasure chatting
sure.
with you.